Nerdy Show listeners, we need your help. A bunch of our series have been nominated for the Audioverse Awards, a podcast award show for audio dramas. The Orphans, Nerdcasting the Multiverse, Dungeons and Doritos, and Liberty have all been nominated for awards in music, acting, writing, and production. The semifinals are open to fan voting right now, and we'll never make it to the finals without your votes. Don't delay, we've only got till October 30th, so head to nerdyshow.com/audioverse2017 to see the list of nominees and get voting.
Introducing the greatest animated series you've never seen, Lightning Dogs. These canine commandos are lost on a post-apocalyptic Earth and battling the forces of the evil Glampire. It's a tribute to the cartoons and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, and Nerdy Show is hell-bent on bringing it to life.
Blocks sold separately.
Join us as we document our quest from the moment lightning struck to every world-building session and beyond, and make our crazy dream a reality. Roll with the pack at lightningdogs.com.
Hello, this is creator of The Orphan, Zachary Fortescom. I just wanted to take a quick step in here at the beginning of the interview to say, please check out the Nerdy Show Patreon. That really helps us get things made over at Nerdy Show, and it helps support some of the amazing podcasts that we have going on over there. Also, The Orphans is nominated in several categories at the Audioverse Awards, so please go over and check out the Audioverse Awards and give us a vote for Best Production, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Best Original Song, Best Production, Best Writing, and Best Engineering. If you think we're at all worthy of those awards, maybe go check it out. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor for facility, Rode Microphones. I'm currently recording on the Rode NT1A, and I have to say it's an absolute joy, and it's been a joy working with their products all season long. And finally, I'd just like to say, be sure that you listen to all of the Orphans facility before listening to this interview, because we are discussing spoilers.
Hello. Hi, everyone. It's great to finally get back in touch with our audience. This is our first interview back after the main series ended, after season one ended. And I'm sat here with who?
It's me. It's me!
Everyone's there now, sat like, who?
Yeah, exactly.
Who is that?
No one cares. No one cares who I am.
This is Alex Bird, who plays Baz. The Baz is.
The Baz is.
Baz is.
I guess we are revealing that then.
Well, clearly, seeing as at the end of the first season, they were like, we're clones.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, well, if you listened to the whole series, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess we are, because we're now promoting for Orphans Facility.
Yeah,
which exactly. Is a different thing.
A completely you do know that, right? Thing. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What is it?
What is it? What facility?
Yeah.
The Orphans Facility shows me, Baz, coming back with James, who plays Jeffrey,
mm-hmm.
with and then there'll be Amy coming back as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we got those three kind of main.
Who plays Gavin, Amy
and
Kemper,
Gavin's back
and
as
Gavin's
well.
And Gavin's back as well.
Gavin's back as
so
well.
So what you're saying anyone. Is that most of the main.
Yeah,
cast
I'm not forgetting
back.
Anyone, am I?
Ruby's back. Who plays?
Ruby's back.
Yeah.
Ruby's back.
So what you're saying is
pretty much everyone.
Everyone is back.
Everyone is
except
back.
Declan. And Laura.
And Laura. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this centers more around myself and James.
Yeah.
This one we center around more us two. And I don't know how much I can say about revealing it. Well, we see a whole new band.
I think what we're going to presume at this point is that this is going to be released after
I had this problem last interview.
Yeah. And what I ended up deciding was that we're just going to go for it. We're going to talk about it's all out. Everyone, if you've heard Everyone's seen it. So
all right.
Feel free to spoil the show. What?
Fantastic.
What have you got to say about it?
Well, it's interesting because we're seeing a completely new band. It's going to be different bands from, well, I mean, I don't want to say completely different because they have similarities.
Yeah.
But it is a different band. We're seeing it before the Orphans
started
as well. So this is not Baz series one, because if you've seen the series one, you know he's dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Spoiler alert.
He's dead.
He is dead. But yeah, we see Baz coming into a new job, doesn't he? He's coming into a new cloning facility.
New posting, yeah.
A new posting, new cloning facility.
Yeah.
And when what we see is his kind of, when in series one, I guess we had Jeffrey and Baz. They were very much companions and complemented each other quite nicely in that sense. We kind of see that relationship spiral a bit more out of control, I think, in this one.
Definitely. I think I contacted you kind of February 2017 and said,
God,
like,
God, you've got a good memory. Probably, yeah.
I think, that, no, can't, was it February? I don't know. Whenever it was, might have been January. I said to you, I want to do this show where we kind of do the reverse of the relationship of the season one relationship with Baz and Jeffrey, where it kind of sours the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, successfully done. no, I think we have. I mean, I think it's a nice kind of analysis into what that AI life becomes.
And clone a little bit. Yeah. We get another peek into kind of how the clones operate, what this whole world is. We kind of get a little insight into the collective.
Yeah.
Which what do you think of the collective? Do you know kind of, I know you what you know from the show, but do you, what can you gauge from that? What do you think about the collective as
what do I think of the collective as a whole? Like
Nick, what is the collective?
Well, we,
what do you think it is? I don't know. You probably don't know. I haven't told you. I'm just curious actually now. What do you think?
You haven't told me. So I mean this is like I'm gonna be like kind of theorizing with everyone else then, I think what you have told me, let's go through what you have told me. I think you told me they're natural borns collective. They're not clones.
Yeah.
So natural borns. I'm guessing there's some kind of secret order because we're just going to collectives. I mean, we've got a big mention of them in this series, haven't we? I mean first series, maybe not.
We kind of had the illusion of them.
Yeah.
At the end, collective, which is short for the combined collective of planets.
Yeah.
So they're the government
that
runs, and they created the clones.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, not just them, the one person in particular, but we'll find out.
Well, exactly. Let people theorize. Let people think for themselves.
Hang on, I have questions actually prepared that we're not going through. What was it like coming back to the Orphans, kind of after the time away? Because how big was the gap between when we finished recording and when we started recording this one?
I'm trying to think now. So it would have been mid last year, wasn't it? So we've got a big gap. I mean, massive, wasn't it? Almost coming, well, not coming up to a year, but pretty close to
a year.
Yeah. Well, it's been interesting because it's all been a big, big change. Obviously, many of us jumping into the professional world and putting ourselves out there. So I think what's nice is to come back with everyone and doing a project for all of us where we've all been sort of separated and doing our own things. It's been nice to come back to a project where we can mutually talk about it and have a mutual conversation. And not to say we don't have anything to talk about otherwise. That's all we talk about, the Orphans. It's all we have time for.
I honestly struggle though. Like there's sometimes when I just want to like talk, but I'm like, the Orphans is such a big part of my life that I do end up talking about it.
Well, I mean, also in the gap, we had the Audioverse Awards. Can we talk about that?
We did have the Audioverse Awards. Yeah. You were nominated for...
So was Amy and Gavin. Yeah,
Amy was not nominated.
Was she not nominated? No. She was nominated. I'm sure
no,
she was.
No. She was up for nomination for the first round. You and Gavin were the only two who made it to the second round.
We made it to the second round.
No one likes Amy. Hear that, Amy? No one likes you. I'm going to replace
She's
you.
She's the only one listening to this. And we just lost our only person listening.
Shit.
That was rather lovely, wasn't it? Me and Gavin got through to that. To prop, well, not to that's awful.
You
no,
and,
Yeah, me and Gavin. Yeah. Me and Gavin got through to the nomination section of it.
Yeah, together you were fighting against each other. You split the vote.
We did. We did. I mean, that was the one time me and Gavin had some kind of
beef.
No, I'm kidding. There was never beef.
He messaged you up like, you better fucking lay off those awards. I fucking want them. They're mine, bitch.
Neither of us won, if you're wondering. If you wanted a conclusion to that story. No, none of us won. But I think, I don't know if that, I mean, maybe you'll know on your end, if that gave us a bit more of a...
I don't know if the Audioverse Awards did so much. I mean, I'm probably sure a little bit it helped. I mean, definitely every little bit helps. But I think the big thing that's recently pushed us up is there's something called Audio Drama Bingo, this thing created by... Caitlin Statz and Travis Vengroff, for our listeners who know them as the creators of Liberty, they created this thing called Audio Drama Bingo, where they listed a whole bunch of shows and said, have you listened to them all? Can you make bingo? And we were on that board. And that really pushed up our listenership a bunch. And that was very helpful in getting us our lovely sponsorship.
Yeah, here we go. Look, that's a way to pull them in.
Great segue there.
Look at that.
Why don't you tell it? Do you know anything? What are you recording on right now?
Is it called a Rode mic? I don't know anything on the mics.
We're recording on a Rode mic. You're hearing Alex on right now.
Hello.
Is the Rode NT1A.
NT1A.
And what I'm recording on is the NTG2. NTG2.
I'm going to tell you, probably people don't know what that means.
Yeah, but they might.
They might do. They might do. But, well, I think... Yeah, Rode were very lovely, weren't they, to do that?
They were so lovely. My phone just went off. That's awkward. Right. Awkward.
Always professional here.
So professional. Let me mute my phone.
That's right.
It's my show. I can do what I want.
I'll spoil what I want.
Yeah, I literally did that on... Did you see that on Twitter?
I did see that on Twitter.
You just straight up was like...
I thought you were talking... Well, were you talking to yourself or was that someone else?
No, that was straight up me. Did you see that conversation where it ended with the GIF?
I did, yeah. I did on Twitter. I don't know how you... I don't know why you put out some of the script, didn't you, for the show?
Yeah, I released... what was it?
Let's have a look. There were some questions prepared, guys.
Yeah, we're going off script, guys.
No, don't worry. That's the best part. Yeah, that's the best part about interviews. You don't want to be scripted.
Go off script. Who gives a shit?
No one cares about me. They want to
know
Twitter.
About me. No. It's all about me, Alex.
Well, no. Put them on Twitter. Put on Twitter out. Put shout out Alex Bird.
Oh, and questions. They'll be able to see when this was. What? I doubt anyone will come back.
No, don't worry about that. I don't think anyone will. This is just like a vanity. That has been me being very vain. No one's going to listen to that. No one cares who I am, Zach.
Care who you are. I swear they do. I put on Twitter, it's my show. I'm allowed to leak whatever I want. And I leaked...
What was the hashtag?
It was hashtag orphans facility.
Oh, look at that. Got a hashtag going. What was the script?
It was...
Was it something
that's from the second scene, the chess scene.
Oh, yeah.
Scene. Do you remember that? We did that a little while ago.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've done this all very quickly.
Yeah, compared to last time.
Yeah, that's another thing, going back into questions, segue back on.
Yeah, that was good. I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that going back. Yeah,
this, how is recording different this time around? Because it's changed significantly. How's it different for you?
I don't want to say it's trickier, because what we had the luxury of is that we were all in the same place and we could all record off each other.
Yeah.
And it meant that we knew exactly what the person was, well, not exactly what they were going to do, but we had something to react off of. This time around, it's very individual. Lovely Zach's obviously there to give us direction.
Yeah.
But it's become very, very much a kind of having to piece, I guess, a jigsaw together.
Of course,
I guess
yeah.
For yourself, really.
Definitely, it's difficult on my end as the director, because you know, for you guys, I'm trying to best anticipate, you know, how will this scene play out. Whereas normally, I had the luxury of seeing and hearing the scene kind of pre-built, if that makes sense, when you guys are all bouncing off each other.
Yeah,
and we could always come in and you could come and say, oh, that line's not really working here for this reaction, and we could always come in and change it. Whereas this time, I don't really have that luxury as much as before. But you know, that's you know, has its advantages and disadvantages.
I mean, we had a clip. We were listening to one of the clips earlier that Zach's been lovely enough to edit together, and it sounds great. It sounds really good.
Thank you. I think so too. I'm just hoping that we can maintain that.
I think it's gonna be really good.
I think so too.
Let me hope so anyway.
You would hope. Go back to the questions here.
Yes.
So why don't you tell me a bit about what the main differences are between Baz Gilroy in Facility and Baz from The Orphans?
Yeah, the biggest difference between the both is probably his temper in this. He's very different in that sense. That he's got a big temper. He does lose. I mean, I don't know perhaps what others did, but I didn't want to kind of look back at what we did because I wanted to kind of just do it from scratch, go from the beginning, and kind of just like not go, well, I did this in the last bands, let's not put this in this bands. Let's just see kind of where it comes from, because it's going to be a very different person. I guess he's a bit more sarky as well. He's a bit more sarcastic.
Yeah.
Bit sarcastic.
Less patient.
Yeah, I would say so. Less patient. And I want to say more curious, because I felt like last Baz was a little less ready to... I think he was very much just ready to play his part in the ensemble of who the Orphans were. But now, as it's just mostly him, and he's kind of in this kind of very loathsome cloning facility where he's just with robots, he's very ready to... I mean, we're saying it's like a bit of like Frankenstein, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Like Frankenstein, not his creature, not saying... Well, I guess in a way, Jeffrey does become a little bit like...
Jeffrey's kind of... Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he's ready to take that leap of faith.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely ready to take the risk that that our Baz in season one wouldn't have.
I don't think he would have. And I think it's why it's with season one Baz, when he becomes this leader, it's very much out of his comfort zone. He very much has to try and really find that. I feel this Baz is a bit more... I don't know if astute is the word, but he's a little bit more of a... He's got a bit more leadership qualities than our last Baz. He's got a bit more of a kind of authority about him.
Definitely.
Because he's surrounded by people he can have authority over. Robots.
Robots.
They can program and...
Exactly. He can be kind of dominion over them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how does that kind of... It's interesting you say that. How does that progress over the season for you? Like, please, yeah.
No, I was going to say was... I guess it just comes... So I can spoil it, can't I?
I can spoil it.
So we get to a point with Baz where he activates an emotional drive in Jeffrey, to which he becomes almost sentient.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. I was going to say sentient. Well, I can't.
Sentient.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. I keep saying that it's sentient. And I've got the question now.
The kind of almost how he has authority, almost
yeah, because
godlike over them, because he can program.
Yeah,
them,
exactly.
How does that change? Like, how does he see that power that he has? And
I think he starts to realize what it means to be able to do that stuff, change someone and change their ability. It's changed to put emotional towards someone, and it becomes very interesting. Like, it almost becomes a bit like, oh, what happens if we do this? What would change if we add a bit more of this? And how does that, and how are you feeling? How's fear feel for you? And it becomes very much detached from it, I think, because of experiment, writing down notes, until we get near to the end of the series where we see how Jeffrey has progressed and how he has changed and how he is kind of becoming out of control, out of Baz's control, to whatever control he did have over him. And we kind of see that he has created a monster.
He has indeed.
I like the Frankenstein reference.
It's a good reference. It's a good reference. Well, I mean, he really does become a monster, and then...
And I think we see a bit of the monster inside Baz as well, in a weird way. If we're being honest, because I think he just does push a bit too far, and I think he just does... start to cover his own back, start to continuously trying to help himself out and try to explore these creatures and explore that as well. So it's kind of making him, I can't believe the word, but he becomes a bit more, I think we see a bit different side, he becomes a bit more of a monster.
Definitely. He succumbs to the allure of power.
Very good for words. Yeah. Very, 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 very articulate.
Thank you. When... Looking back on The Orphans,
yes.
On the main series,
yes.
What are your main takeaways from that and the experience you had on that? Because obviously now you've had time to reflect on doing the show and how is that coming back a year later? Like, how is that experience reflected? Like, how have you, what do you think?
I think I know you. Yeah. So how has it kind of helped with today with how?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess the experience of it, what has been nice is that it's a kind of, radio is a completely different ball game to theatre. Theatre and film, you have a completely, you get to see the actors in front of you, you get to project emotion through different movements as well. Mm-hmm. So you already start to realise how much more you kind of have to do in many ways. You can't really rely on some kind of, some kind of body language you give. Mm. You've really got to rely on the voice. And I think, I think what really was the big thing is coming back and making Baz better, making Baz it being more concrete. Because I think one thing, looking back at the first series of The Orphans, is there were some bits I'd love to go back and do again. There's some bits to improve. I think anything you do, you're like that. But I think from taking that, I think learning from that, it's kind of come to this Baz. We just recently finished.
Yeah, we just finished. Yeah,
just finished recording
the whole series. We did the final scene. You said about the death.
Yeah.
What did you say about it compared to the season one?
What I was saying is that I feel he has. It's more of a just death. He's more of a hero in this. I feel like in the other one he dies in vain, and I feel like it's a more of an emotional death, I think, in this one. I hope people who enjoy The Orphans first time around will listen back to this and listen back to the series and feel he's got more of a just death in this one, a bit more heroic death.
Yeah, I do think so. Like you said earlier, like he succumbs to the evil, I guess you could say, if we're gonna use the term evil. He succumbs to that allure, that power, the lust for power.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And but then he kind of comes out the other side when he realizes the consequences of that, and he does he does become, in many ways, obviously he is the hero, he is the protagonist, but he really does have some heroics in the end. He does really justify himself in the end, I guess.
I think both Bazes have a kind of heroic moment, don't they? The leadership in The Orphans one and what we experience in Facility. And I that's why it's nice about Baz, I think, that he is this kind of timid, almost kind of, don't want to say nerdy, but he's kind of this tech geek, programmed to be able to format a drive. And what's nice about the writing in this is that he becomes more than maybe what is expected of him.
Oh, thank you.
I think it is nice.
Oh, isn't he nice to me, guys?
I have to.
Now, how do you think going forward this series is going to impact kind of the larger, not even necessarily for you, or for you, the going forward with the series of The Orphans? I know I've told you a bit about story-wise where we're going. But I can talk a bit about that in a second. But how do you think it's going to affect you going forward?
Yeah, the thing is, I'm going to need to know how it's going to link. I mean, this is the thing. Because Investigation is coming next, isn't it?
Yeah, which I guess by this point, this is out, I'll announce that the next series of The Orphans will be another spinoff called The Orphans Investigation.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Getting all the spoilers in this, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess by the time this comes out, I'll have announced that. They don't know that yet, though, at this point. But yeah.
Okay, well.
But no, we can talk about that. I'll make sure to announce it. Or this can be the first time. Exclusive announcement.
Exclusively. because the Investigation will come, and that will have the character, Faye Butler.
So Diana will come back.
We have Gavin's
character from season two. I've written for him for season two. That's his character in there.
Amy Kember coming back.
Amy Kember will be back.
We always want Amy Kember back. Matt Penson.
Matt Penson will be back. Yes.
Oh, lovely. Matt Penson.
Xavier.
And do we get Emily Rowan?
We will do have Emily Rowan. Who don't know yet.
No one knows these people. Well, Matt Penson. Emily
they
Rowan,
they
Tay
will
Butler.
Know. They will know Xavier, and they will know. Oh yes, Diana.
They will know.
They will know Xavier and Diana. They won't know Emily Rowan, who will play the character Delilah. I probably haven't even announced the casting of that yet.
Is she not mentioned? She mentioned Facility.
She's meant the characters mentioned in Facility. I think I heard you like read that name and be like, who was Delilah?
See, there's always, there's even stuff for me I don't know. See,
yeah.
So, I mean, if I'm honest, I know bits about what's happening in season two, but how it will directly affect, I mean, I think that's more of a question how for you.
For me, yeah, that's true.
I think it's more of a directly effect.
Well, I think obviously dead is dead in the Orphans. There's no, as you suggested, a machine that can bring
fleshy creatures back.
Yeah.
In clone bodies.
Yeah, no, unfortunately yeah, not. But but dead is dead. So your characters from season one and two and Facility, they're dead. They're gone. They're never coming back.
Oh.
But I think going forward in writing the Orphans, for Baz specifically, but I love to really go in deep and do a deep dive on like how I feel about the characters specifically,
yeah,
right?
Close,
like I can talk for ages about each character and like how they affect going forward. And I think the Baz in season two, I won't say too much actually. I don't want to go too deep into it on air. I can tell you privately.
yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
But in season two, I can go a little deeper on a theme that I'm going to explore in Investigation.
Yeah,
which is really about hero worship and about living up to expectations and about how we deal with the pressures that other people put on us to be certain ways.
Mm.
And I think that will come with the Baz in season two.
I'll be good.
Yeah.
Hopefully he won't die.
Can't I say don't want to say. Yeah, I can tell you privately, but I can't say.
Yeah, I mean, if I was going to put money on it, I mean, it's a kind of a... He died twice.
Yeah. He's
gonna happen again. Yeah. I'm joking. Yeah. We don't know. Well, I don't know.
You don't know. He doesn't know.
I don't know.
Do you not? I swear I've told you, and you just forget.
I do forget. But then it's nice I forget, because it's nice
to change. Because it's a surprise.
It's always changing.
It's always changing. That's true.
It's always changing.
That's true. I mean, I've written all of season two, but I'm going back and I'm going to rewrite it.
Of course, yeah, because we've got those new characters now.
No, I don't. Like, all the characters that we introduced now
were
in there already. Yeah.
Oh,
right. They're just ones I brought in early, so I could start expanding a little bit and but they were all there originally. It's just
it's a nice way, I think, bringing in, because obviously new characters, we have Xavier in the Facility, we have Diana, Catherine,
and that's the only
three
new clones in Facility.
Interesting.
I'm trying to think if we introduce any new clones in the next
investigation.
I don't Emily think Rowan, we do. Emily Rowan's not a clone. Delilah's not a clone.
Oh god, I keep forgetting that. Yeah, she's not a clone. Oh, spoiler! This is like the most spoiler heavy. My god, if they
might cut that out.
If they watch this, that's it.
No, nah, I'll say it. Delilah's not a. Delilah is going to be one of the only natural born main characters.
Oh, you have told me this.
Yeah. There's a reason. You remember what the reason is?
I do remember.
Good.
Not on the air. I won't say on the air. No. This has been like a good discussion about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just going really... I do think it's nice. I mean, Xavier's going to be a nice addition to the Orphans.
Yeah,
a really nice addition. That's going to make it. I think that's going to really what.
There is a new clone. Sorry, I just remembered.
That was the new clone.
There's going to be a new clone called Charles. No, sorry, in Investigation.
Oh, Investigation.
Yeah, who's going to be...
Someone.
A lot of the characters in Investigation are going to be the actual characters from season two.
All right.
Like, not just the clones of them. They're the actual ones from season two.
We're just having a chat now.
I mean, yeah.
Great. But, I mean, I think what people can be happy to hear is that I won't be back for the Investigation.
No, I won't be back.
I might be back.
Why won't you be back?
They don't care, do they? I'm going on tour.
You're going away on tour. And where else are you going after tour?
Going to China.
Who's in China right now?
Gavin.
And you know what he was able to do? Still be in the Orphans.
Look at that. Well, there you are. There you are. Yeah, you never know. You never know.
No. You're Right now, they're you're not in investigation, but no. You will be in season two.
Yeah, yeah.
And we love you dearly. So I don't want anyone to think, oh no, Alex isn't in investigation. Or anyone like, oh no, Zach didn't put Declan in whatever, or didn't put Laura in. It doesn't mean I don't like these people or like they're not coming back. Like,
I've been news spread.
I do actually want to quell, like, I don't want anyone to speculate about this. Like, that, like, the reason, Laura is not in investigation is because I've recast Olivia and like Catherine's are just and, like I've replaced, like there's a reason why Catherine's exists.
Can we spoil that as well? No, it's not spoiled.
No, it's just for like, no, they know that all the Olivias are dead. That is said in or they will have died by the time we get to investigation. Oh my god, I'll probably cut some of this out.
I'm telling you right now, like, there's gonna be nothing to watch. Come facility.
Just cut it all out.
We'll have hello and then I'll be goodbye. That'll be it.
It's just beep. I mean, it like, oh, and then when beep and then beep.
Yeah, exactly. It's literally everyone's like beep, beep,
beep.
And there's some ads in there.
Oh my god. No, but clones are coming back. Don't just relax, guys.
Guys, all these emails again. That one guy.
We haven't got any emails. But to be fair, it's because no one's heard anything. I don't want anyone to speculate that, like, yeah, that like there's some behind the scenes drama that we're like recasting. Like I've made a Catherine because
you've fallen out
with Laura or something like that.
Nice. Well, yeah, no,
which isn't the case.
Yeah. No, it isn't the case. Well, what's there's gonna be three? There's gonna be three whole series of The Orphans. Can you say that?
Three main series. Well, yeah, I can say that.
Spoiler.
Yeah, you're just getting me. You're getting all the gossip.
I mean, it's like a gossip show. It's like a gossip.
Yeah, I think. The way I have it planned right now, there will be two spinoffs of The Orphans, Facility, Investigation, and then there will be seasons 2 and 3. Yeah.
Cool.
And then that will be the end, hopefully. And then I'm toying around with another idea for Bars. After.
Just Bars. I think we'll be sick about it.
But I don't know what that would be. Like, I don't really know what that would be. I just have kind of I know where we end up at the end of season 3. Like, philosophically, and I'd just be interested to see how that continued. Kind of, do you know how Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Yeah, no, better.
Do you know how they came back 100 years later, or however many years?
I got that phone. Yeah.
Well, no, what they did is they did Legend of Korra. Do you know?
Oh yeah, no,
and that was like the next Avatar, and just how their society has progressed.
Yeah,
in that time, and how the dynamics between, you know, benders and non-benders have changed. And
I wish he means airbenders.
I do. Yeah,
just to clear that up.
Firebenders.
Yeah, because the benders and non-benders, you know, like because I'm like gays. And
I didn't know that was a term for.
Yeah, go on, because I'm a bender.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
You're not.
I'm being genuinely serious.
Yeah. You have a girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I know that.
You said I'm a bender.
No. It's when you said benders and non-benders. So you're in Big Flow and I stopped you.
The dynamic between benders and non-benders have changed.
Yeah.
And I'd be interested to come back however many years later and do something like that to see how that dynamics changed.
Oh, cool.
Just based off the inspiration for the show and how I'm approaching it philosophically, but that's way in the future, and right now I'm just focused on getting investigation done.
I know, it's so much to do. You do like a Facebook Live thing. I'm sure there's loads of questions. I want to know if clones can age. I want to know
if they can age.
Yeah,
what else would they do?
Well, I don't know, they're clones, aren't they? They're built for manufacturing. I mean, obviously I should do my homework. Can they age? They can age. And they therefore die like normal people.
Yeah. But maybe.
I'm waiting for these.
Maybe a little sooner.
Oh, okay.
They don't live quite as long.
Well, especially Baz.
Well, yeah.
Baz
and the But maybe there's a thing where they're designed to not live as long.
Oh, they die.
And that will come into play later.
Okay, see. Mm-hmm. Valid question. Mm-hmm. Valid. I'm just thinking for the people.
You're trying to get all the hot goss.
Well, this has been like gossip heavy.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
This could almost be like,
I might cut some of this out, I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe. Because it's not gossip. And a lot of spoilers.
A lot of spoilers.
Too many.
Not even spoilers. There's not spoilers because it's just allusion to spoilers.
Yeah.
It's just allusion to like what could happen. There's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much. And there's so much that hasn't even been written yet. Like, so like, you're fine. Knowing vaguely how the world works is not
gonna. No. Well, if anything, it'll make people more enthusiastic.
Yeah,
hopefully we get people really enthusiastic.
I hope so. I hope we get people that like get like really into like the lore of our world and then catch me out when I don't do it right.
That's what you want, isn't it?
That's what I want when my creation starts to fight back. Yeah, that's what I want.
You want a Mark Hamill moment. You want Mark Hamill to be, you just want it, but from an audience's perspective, to deny everything you've
written. You read the script and you fundamentally disagreed with every decision I'd made for your character. Fuck you.
At the end of the talk, here's a spoiler for you. You know, I think Rey is Luke's daughter.
I don't think you're right.
Well, there we go.
Ooh, controversy. Well, find out how this is. This ends in the next interview with Alex Bird.
It's gonna be just daily talks, is it?
No, it'll be like when you do an interview for season two. We'll come back and we'll be like, "So, Alex, you were wrong."
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'll bet my part in series two.
Don't do that because I need you in series
two. Exactly. So there's no betting going on. But go see The Last Jedi and listen to Facility.
Please. Listen to Facility, share it with
do
your
that
friends.
First because that'll be out first.
Listen,
when will it be out?
Facility will be out first.
Do we know when it'll be out?
Not a date yet. It will be they've already listened to it, so they'll know the date will have been hopefully June, like late June, early June.
It's an election in June.
Yeah, well, hopefully after the election.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to this interview for the Orphans. Say goodbye, Alex.
See you later, guys.
See you in season two.
Potentially. I don't know if I've just lost my place after that.